This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi loves, welcome back to another episode of Not Basic Blonde podcast. Today I have a very special guest with a very interesting story. My guest today is Vani Hari, and she's named one of the most influential people on the internet by Times Magazine. Vani Hari is revolutionary food activist behind foodbabe.com, co-founder of organic food brand Truvani, New York Times best-selling author of The Food Babe Way and Feeding Your Lies. For most of her life, Vani ate whatever she wanted, candy, soda, fast food, processed food, until her typical American diet landed her where the diet typically does, in a hospital. Despite her successful career in corporate consulting, Hari decided that health has to become a priority. Her new goal drove her to investigate what is really in our food, how is it grown, and what chemicals are used in its production. The more she learned, the more she changed, and the better she felt. Encouraged by her friends and family, Hari started a blog called foodbabe.com in 2011. It quickly became a massive vehicle for change. She has led campaigns against food giants like Kraft, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, Subway, and General Mills that attracted more than 500,000 signatures and led to the removal of several controversial ingredients used by these companies. Through corporate activism petitions and social media campaigns, Hari and her Food Babe army have become one of the most powerful populist forces in health and food industries. Her drive to change the food system inspired the creation of her new company called Truvani, where she produced real food without added chemicals, products without toxins, and labels without lies. Hari has been profiled in the New York Times and the Atlantic and has appeared on Good Morning America, CBC, This Morning, CNN, The Dr. Oz Show, The Doctors, and NPR. So today, my guest, Vani Hari, the food babe, investigates and unravels the food industry so you can reclaim your health. But before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, Vani. So glad to have you on my podcast. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. And so excited to have you on because you're putting such a huge impact in the food industry and even working with huge brands, you're implementing these huge changes into our diet industry and nutrition. So it's always like change for better. So you would love to know more about you, yourself. How did you start your health journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up with two immigrant Indian parents who came to the United States and they just wanted to fit in and be American. So the first thing my dad, after he had an arranged marriage to my mom back in India, he brought her here on their honeymoon and he introduced her to a McDonald's hamburger. And this is in the 1960s. And he's like, if we're going to live in America, we're going to eat like Americans. As a result of that, you know, I grew up with just about every fast food and was inundated with a lot of processed foods. My mother knew how to cook traditional Indian, but she didn't know how to cook like the American food that everybody around us was making. So she really relied on Betty Crocker and Hamburger Helper and like all of these processed foods that you see in the grocery store. I just remember our Thanksgivings being full of processed foods, like every kind of like Thanksgiving helper that could make a Thanksgiving meal, like the canned cranberry sauce or the stovetop stuffing or the Pepperidge Farm cornbread stuffing that came in a bag that was just full of additives. Like all of that we were eating growing up. And anytime we had a cake, we didn't know how to make one from scratch. We really never made one from scratch. We just bought one frozen out of the freezer section of the grocery store, because that's just, my mom made amazing Indian desserts from scratch that she learned how to make back home, but she didn't know how to make like real American food. So as a result, I was so sick as a child. I had eczema, asthma. I was on prescription drugs all the time, whether it was like antibiotics or some kind of steroid to make me feel better. And in my early 20s, I hit rock bottom when I got my first job out of college. And I was in this position again, where I was kind of outsourcing my food to someone else and outsourcing it to the corporation. They were bringing in lots of catered meals and things for us to work through those hours and to just keep working. And I just ate whatever was available. And I became very overweight. I was sick. And I ended up in the hospital with appendicitis. And that's when I made a commitment after that surgery to like take a look at my health. And the first thing I did was I went to the library, like old school, and started checking out like huge nutrition books. And one of the first ones I checked out was called Conscious Eating by Gabriel Cousins. And I just couldn't believe what I was reading in there in terms of this concept that everything I had been eating was dead. Like everything you find in the middle of the grocery store or packaged processed in a bag is dead food. It's not alive. And it just opened my eyes to, wow, the majority of food that I'd been eating, like literally was making me feel dead, like a zombie, exactly how it is. And so I just made a decision to learn what were the healthiest foods that I could eat and what food should I avoid. And when I started doing that, I started to do research on ingredients and companies that I had been eating my whole life, people like Chick-fil-A or Subway, Starbucks. And I started to ask questions like, what's in this sandwich? And the answers that I was getting and what I was discovering was so shocking that I couldn't shut up about it. So much so, I started my blog, foodbabe.com. And that's when I started to share this information of like what I was uncovering about my own diet and where I was duped by the things that I was eating, thinking that they were super healthy. The first thing one of the first companies I'd say I talked about was this yogurt company that was advertising, and they were saying organic yogurt. And they weren't organic yogurt. They were actually starting with organic milk, but they were adding in all kinds of different flavorings. And the way I found that out was I asked one of the guys working there, I was like, hey, like what makes this taro flavor so blue? Like, what are you guys doing? Like, is taro naturally this blue in nature? And it's really not. And I Googled it, I didn't think I had like a smartphone back then. I had probably like a BlackBerry or something. But anyway, so I'm like Googling on my computer probably later that day, like what taro looks like, right? And it's not that blue. It's a little bit, there's a hint of blue, but it's not that blue. And I knew that there's something in that mixture that was just not right. And they were using Blue One and all of these artificially dyed chemicals along with trans fats and other preservatives that they were adding into the organic milk and making it, a flavor. And so I wrote about this on my blog. Not only did it go viral just from my friends and their friends kind of sharing this information, but the management at that company, the founder of the company, the CEO, reached out to me and said, apologized, sent me a letter, and then took down the marketing that they were using on their store shelves and on the windows that said organic tastes better. So at that moment, that was like my first taste of what activism was, because really I was still working in the corporate world. I had a corporate job. I was working for these C-level executives in this big financial institution, very serious work and very serious job, like doing presentations for all of these executives and all this stuff. And meanwhile, I was like sitting there thinking about like, what do I want to write about next? This is so much fun. And in order to find time to do that, I actually gave up television for Lent that year. And it just stuck where I just didn't watch TV anymore. And I've had all this time to like write and to research. And I remember just spending like all weekend, one weekend researching Subway. And one of the chemicals that I found that was in Subway bread was called azodicarbonamide. And that chemical is like banned in these all these countries across the globe. If you get caught using it in Singapore, you get fined $450,000 and put in prison. And this chemical was in Subway bread here in the United States. And this chemical I found out is the same chemical they use to evenly disperse air bubbles in like yoga mats and shoe rubber. Well, it does the same thing in bread. It evenly disperses all the air bubbles in bread so you don't have those huge, large pockets like if you were to make homemade bread yourself. And this chemical, when it's heated, turns into a carcinogen, I found out through studies. And then also when workers inhale it, when they're working with the substance, it can cause asthma. And so, you know, this was one of the campaigns that I really wanted to start. But like for a while, I just would like email Subway and like ask them to make this change and like write about them. I remember like being on national news, like eating a yoga mat to make a point of like, you know, this is food. This is not food. And this stuff is making us sick. And we really need to get it out of our diets. But eventually I ended up quitting my job. Because Chick-fil-A was actually one of the reasons. Chick-fil-A called me and said they wanted to meet with me about some changes that they wanted to make based on what they were reading on my blog. And they talked to me and we like prioritized these different changes that I wanted them to make. And they started to do it. And I knew that my job at the financial institutions was not my real calling, that like changing the food industry was. And so I quit my job and I started writing books, and I continue to take on the food industry. We took on Miller Coors, Anheuser-Busch for not disclosing what's in their beer. Like for the longest time, the only thing in my refrigerator was like, it was my husband's beer that I didn't know what was in it because it didn't have an ingredient label. And it killed me because I'm like, you know, I knew how screwed up the food industry was in terms of what they had done with it with the in the last 50 years. You know, the chemicals that have been invented in the last 50 years or so have been invented only for one reason, and that's to improve the bottom line of the food industries, to make food cheaper for them to produce, to preserve to create a fake flavor in a food that's dead processed on the shelf for a really long time, to create uniformity in food, or to create some other aesthetic reason for the food, to make the food look appealing when it's really just dead processed food. You know, all these chemicals are there to like make the food like marketable, right? To make us crave it, to add, you know, craving type ingredients to it, to hijack our brain chemicals so that we always want that flavor, you know, all these different things. And there's been little to no chemicals. I can't really name one, honestly, that really like improves our nutrition for food. Like everything that improves our nutrition really does come from nature. And when you look at these chemicals that have been invented, they are really detrimental to our health. So basically, you know, I started this blog, started writing books, started taking on the food industry, like the beer companies. You know, when I started that petition, to ask Miller Coors and Anheuser-Busch, there were two separate companies at the time, to release the ingredients in beer for the first time in history. The petition went so viral, within 48 hours, I was getting a call from Anheuser-Busch to come to their headquarters. And they said, yes, we'll do it. And I remember having a conversation with them that day about creating organic beer. And they're like, there's no market for it. No one wants this, blah, blah, blah. And then you see in the last few years in the Super Bowl, if you've seen the commercials, there's organic beer now, you know, and it's really cool to see the movement, the food movement take hold this way. But also there's a lot of work to do. You know, for a long time, we knew more about what was in Coca-Cola and Windex than we did beer, but also Starbucks. Like Starbucks was this huge chain that never released their ingredients, never told us what was in a pumpkin spice latte. And now, you know, when you drink a pumpkin spice latte, because of the work we've done at foodbabe.com and all the people that share my content, who I call the Food Babe Army, you know, we know what's in it now, and they don't use caramel coloring anymore because they removed it and they post their ingredients online now. So it's this kind of work that really energized me, but also brought me a lot of pain, because there's a lot of people who didn't want to see me succeed because I was impacting millions, if not billions of dollars in the food industry. And, you know, the azodicarbonamide company, if you will, was, you know, they have to make that chemical, right? Well, all of a sudden, every single bread manufacturer after that Subway campaign removed that chemical too, not just from Subway bread, but from like all the bread in America. So you can imagine that chemical company being really mad at me, along with the artificial dye companies that like that had to take out their artificial dyes of Kraft mac and cheese from a petition I started with over 380,000 signatures. So you can only imagine like the people that are upset at the knowledge that now we have about food as a result of this activism. And so I received a lot of criticism and they're like going after me hard. I mean, every time that I was featured on CNN or any type of major news network, it would get inundated with these like troll comments, like this woman's a quack. She doesn't know what she's talking about. It's not a scientist. She's not a nutritionist. You know, it was really difficult to deal with. And, you know, for a while there, it almost stopped me. And it was, you know, not until after I had kids that I really realized like what I really need to be doing in this world. And it's continuing this work, but I also want to change the food industry from within as well. And so I started my company Truvani, which makes organic, real food supplements. We're one of the first protein powders ever to have like the least amount of chemicals and ingredients in it, no additives, no gums, no artificial sweeteners, no stevia. It's so exciting to see that we're like literally the best tasting as well. When you eliminate all that garbage stuff, you end up being like, tastes so good. You're using real vanilla, right? To make vanilla or real bananas in our banana cinnamon or real chocolate in our chocolate or real peanuts in our peanut butter, you know? So it's like, it's so exciting. So that's the background about me. But
I love it. You made so many great positive changes in food industry. And because of you, we have healthier products and options and favorite places. Like most people love Starbucks pumpkin spice latte. It's like full drink. I don't like it personally, but you know, it's everyone's favorite full drink.
Yeah.
Also, what is the number one thing that is wrong with our diet?
It's that we're eating too much processed food. So everyone's always wanting to ask me like, what's the number one ingredient that you're like, don't want us to eat? Or like, what's the main chemical that you're like wanting to us to avoid? And it's like, not about that. It's the processed food, right? Like the further you get away from nature, the more less nutrition you're getting in your body. So if you're eating processed foods that have been sitting on the shelf for a really long time and have gone through this processing product of like going through a factory, going through plastic, going through all this stuff, and you're sitting there and that's the majority of what you're eating, that's going to be detrimental to your health because you're going to be missing key nutrients that you can get from real food. And real food is like everything from fruits and vegetables to meats that were like naturally raised to, and I don't mean naturally raised as in like you see all natural on the package and that's good, but like actually raised like they're supposed to be on grass, like cattle feeding on grass that you eat that kind of meat, or you have eggs coming from chickens that are allowed to roam and like eat bugs and natural things off the pasture, not being fed genetically engineered ingredients like corn and soy, and having natural cheeses that are fermented correctly, not like given additional enzymes and other things to like, to make like fake cheese products. I mean, that actually is a thing, you know, and nuts and beans and all of that. Like, I think that it's, once you start eating a whole food diet, like literally your whole life can change. Like there's no way I would have been able to become the food babe and like do what I do if I'd still been feeling like I did when I was eating that processed food diet, because your brain is like fuzzy. It's like not clear. Like you don't even see your life's purpose. You don't even have, I wouldn't even have like the courage to do all the work that I did, because I would just be like bogged down with like those depressant chemicals in your brain that make you like doubt yourself. Right. But once you start eating like real, whole, natural foods and you start getting them like, pumped in your body, like at a rate that you just can't fathom, like you just start to feel like this amazing energy. And I think you really do end up finding why you were put on earth and like what impact you can make in a positive way to other people. And that's what I really want to see. Like, I never want to see anybody ever feel like I used to feel.
And as you know, sometimes just by going to Whole Foods, we assume that it's healthy food everywhere and we can just get anything. But still, when you start reading those labels, there is still some hidden kind of like oils or sunflower oil or something else that is still not good for us. So when you go grocery shopping, what's the best to buy? And like, I sometimes get lost in the grocery store because I'm starting to read all the labels and it's just so time consuming. And then I ended up like getting just only veggies and meat and that's all, and try not to get anything extra because I don't usually have any sweets in my house. I have like dark chocolate sometimes, but then I read the study on it that it has so many heavy metals. So I don't even need that now. And then I don't buy any sweets, like nuts and fruits, yes, but like nothing sweet. I mean, yogurts, like protein yogurts, you know, the Ratio brand, they release this heavy protein yogurt. I think it's like 25 grams of protein in it. And I try to get those and I get granola, but I get without any grains, like, you know, keto granola where it's like nuts and just some coconut seeds. I mean, the coconut flakes. So I try to do that. And as far as protein shakes, I'm glad your brand came out with protein shakes that have the least chemicals, because other ones, it's a disaster how many chemicals each protein powder has. And it's just doesn't really give you that protein. It gives you like a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, what's interesting about what to buy at Whole Foods is I just was there this morning. And so I hop into Whole Foods. I always shop the perimeter, right? I get all my vegetables, tons of fruits. I mean, and I'm talking about like, I don't eat the same fruit every single day for every single meal. I try to change it up every single time. So like, for example, if I'm having a protein shake for lunch, which I did, I use Protein Plus Greens, my Truvani, and the Marine Collagen. And I put that in every single day. But then some days I'll use berries, some days I'll use papaya, some days I'll use mango, some days I'll use apples, one day I'll use a banana, one day I might go pear. I want different ingredients and vitamins going in my body so that like my body's getting a variety of what is available, because I don't want to ever be like kind of lacking in that. And when I have that variety, I do the same thing with my kids, like for their, you know, afternoon snack or whatever, you know, some days it's watermelon, some days it's mango, some days it's something else. And so it's like every single day I switch it up, because I hate when you start to get, well, first of all, you get in a rut if you start to eat the same things all the time, but also your body will actually create cravings because it's looking for nutrition from something that it's not getting. So if you are in the habit of like eating the rainbow every day, like eating a different color fruit or vegetable every single day. Like I play this game with my kids all the time. I have this new book coming out in October. It's called Food Babe Family. And it's all on how to eat the food babe way at home. And it's like an intimate look into my family of how we operate. And I share everything. In the first half of the book, it's all guidebook. And then the second half of the book is 100 new recipes. And in the first half of the book, I talk about this. It's like we play the rainbow game where like we talk about if we ate the rainbow today, we just go back and we think about what we ate for breakfast and lunch and dinner. And then if at dinner, if there's like a color missing, we'll go like prepare it real quick and eat it. Right. So we ate the rainbow that day. And it's so cool to see like my son, who's two, being able to eat the rainbow. Like he had purple cabbage, he had green beans, he had, you know, yellow orange mango, you know, he had red strawberries that same day. So he's like eating the rainbow. And I really encourage that with my body and my husband's body and how I shop. And so when I was shopping at Whole Foods this morning, that's what I did. I bought like every different color fruits and vegetables. And then I went around the corner and I picked up the meats and cheeses that I love and the meats that I bought today were like organic ground turkey that I meal prep with pasta that is made out of chickpeas or red lentils. I love this brand called Tolerant. And I made a huge pot of that with, I didn't even make my own sauce. I bought the sauce. It's Lucini organic tomato sauce, has no sugar added. And I made this huge pot of it so that I could put it in my kids' lunches, or you know, my son still eats at home because he's only two, but then my daughter goes to school, and so I put it in her thermos. And then I went around the corner and I had to buy some beans, and usually I buy dried beans. So I buy like a big bag of dried black beans and dried pinto beans, and I'll like throw them in a crock pot after soaking them overnight. And they make the biggest pot of beans, and it's like the cheapest ingredient ever. But we'll use that for fajita night. We'll make quesadillas with it. We'll just make bowls with it, like rice bowls with it. I mean, it's such great protein. It's so healthy. It's full of fiber. So good for you. And then I avoid as many snacks as I can, like as far as having in the house, but I like a little something, something, you know what I mean? I like to have a little something, something. So my latest addiction is Alter Ego. They make these like mint chocolate thins, or like Andes mints, but they're organic. They're so good. Like a little square of that is like to die for. They also make the little truffle balls in that same flavor. My daughter loves those. And I let her have those. I don't mind, like, you know, once in a while is not a big deal. And then the snacks that I buy are all usually one ingredient whole food snacks. So like, for example, organic dried beet chips, my kids love it. They're good for me. They're so good to have in the pantry. They make organic dried carrot sticks, you know, this brand Rhythm, they're really great. They make kale chips. My kids are kind of like lukewarm on those, but I'll eat them. And then we love dried fruit. So I love this brand called Soli. They make these like mango sticks that look like mango jerky. Epic makes some amazing salmon jerky that is delicious. It's made with just like a little hint of maple syrup and salt, and it's wild salmon. And so like, talk about like an easy snack on the go. You're getting like protein, and you're getting like all of that really good omega-3 fatty acids. And like my little 2-year-old loves those. He loves like just chewing on that. And then another one that I love, and this is not available at Whole Foods, but it's one that I ordered off Amazon, is these organic olive packs. They're just Kalamata olives made in olive oil and sea salt. That's it. And like, I think lemon maybe. And they're ready to eat in a little pack that you can just throw in your bag and go. And it's so easy. And you're eating olives. You know, you're getting like good fat and a good vegetable, right? Or is olive a fruit? Is olive it's a fruit because it grows on a tree, right? So I guess it's a fruit. Yeah. So yeah. That's kind of how we eat. And, you know, and then I'll make like popsicles for the kids, and I'll always throw in like some spinach or some greens in the popsicle. They never notice, and they never question it either, because they just know that that's like part of the recipe. And I'll put in coconut yogurt in that, so there's like some probiotic as well. And it kind of creates that creaminess. And then fruit or whatever in that popsicle mixture. And my kids are eating popsicles for breakfast, but I don't care, because it's like full of nutrition and so good for them. And then in terms of the other things that I bought today, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's interesting that I bought today. No, I really did name just about everything I got. So yeah.
And from a nutrition standpoint, do you suggest doing meal preps? Because sometimes people say, well, it's not fresh made food, and it's already been like in the fridge, and all the ingredients, like the best ingredients there, and all the nutrition value has gone down because it's been there.
Yeah, I think with like pasta and meat, like the nutritional value is going to kind of retain itself if you put it in the fridge, like for a few days or whatever. And, you know, I'll freeze it too, so that kind of preserves the nutrition as well. But with vegetables, I usually tend to cook all of those simply fresh, or I'll eat them right the next day. If I don't keep them for a really long time. Like you wouldn't see me meal prepping like a big pan of grilled vegetables or something and eating them all week. I would probably make them and eat them that day. And we usually finish them off pretty easily. And then maybe the second day, possibly, or I'll be using, like, for example, I love doing this. I love making fajitas. One day we're making all these vegetables on a big pan and then using the leftover fajitas in quesadillas the next day. So we'll do that. And I get the tortillas that I use from a company called Organic Bread of Heaven, and they ship them to me and they're frozen and they're to die for. They're so good. They use sourdough, like real organic sourdough starter, like to make all of their stuff. And it's incredible. And they're so delicious. And they're so tasty. And my kids love them. And I know that they've been made really nicely. So the kids, the tortilla industry, I just feel like there's so many bad tortillas and they're full of additives and they're just like meant to like sit there on the shelf for a really long time, or even in the refrigerator. You know, other than Ezekiel, I'd say Ezekiel's like the best one that's available at the grocery store. I'm not a big fan of Siete tortillas either. I think they taste kind of...
I don't eat them at all because
I think they're, some of them have like okay ingredients, but I just, the texture of them are just not appealing to me. Like, why even eat it at that point?
And fruits have lots of sugar, but there is studies that it's natural sugar and it's still good for us, but if you eat too much fruit, it still makes you kind of gain weight. What is your outlook on fruits?
I don't think fruit's bad. You know, I think that if you're eating whole natural fruit, the fiber in it is going to fill you up. You're not going to be able to OD on it. You know, my friend Jesse Itzler, who's married to Sarah Blakely, he's an entrepreneur. You might know him. He also runs the All Day Running Company and has done a lot of things, but he eats fruit till noon. And, you know, I think there's a lot to be said about like eating natural whole foods. And I would rather see like someone eat a piece of fruit than anything packaged. Like if you were to offer me like Bonnie, there's an apple or there's this packaged, you know, cracker brand or whatever, I'd say I'd eat the apple. Like that's going to provide more nutrition to my body than that cracker, you know?
I mean, I grew up eating healthy, and my family, even now, my mom always makes like a few salads, a few different types of salads every day. And she always tries to keep it healthy. And actually, when you eat healthy foods and lots of veggies, you don't gain weight. But, you know, sometimes we overindulge in other things. And
Does your mom live in Atlanta too? Or does she does? Oh, that's cool. Okay. So does she make food for you?
I come there and I eat, yeah.
Yeah, my mom lives around the corner too. So she comes by and she actually drops food here for me and my kids. And when I'm busy, it's so sweet. And it's her love language to make food. So.
Yeah, when I'm busy, I was like, Mom, please make me that. And she does. What major ingredients should we avoid? Or is just in general trying to get fruits, vegetables, and everything that is like close to earth and organic in our diets?
So, yeah, I mean, I think the ingredients that I would love to see everybody avoid are corn, canola oil, sunflower oil, soy oil. Like all of those are, with the exception of sunflower, but they're genetically engineered. They are usually grown in crops that are inundated with glyphosate. So they have a lot of toxins already in them. And then the way that they're processed, they're deodorized, there's tons of chemical solvents like hexane, and it ends up being nutritionally dead oil in your body. And then it's almost like it's rancid in a way. And it has like this high linoleic acid, which is something that can like increase your marker for cancer in your body. So it's something like when you eat a tortilla chip or anything fried at a restaurant, I feel like you're consuming one of these oils, or even a salad dressing at a restaurant usually has one of these oils in it. The cooking oil they cook the food in has these oils in it. So this is something that like I really want people to avoid. And the only way to avoid it is, number one, just don't bring it into your house, but also don't eat out that much. Like eat at home, you know, prepare your own food as much as possible. I think that everyone should be preparing at least 21 out of the 28 meals that you make every or you know 20 there's 21 meals a week, right? So you should make at least 15 of those meals at home and know what you're eating, so that like the other, you know, six meals like are, you know, you're not too worried about, but you're making good choices. But if you get some of those oils and other things, you're not going to have like a detrimental impact on your body long term. Then I would say another ingredient that I just love to tell people to avoid, because I feel like it tricks your brain, is natural flavors. So natural flavors sound so like ambiguous, you know, it just sounds so innocuous, like in terms of it's natural and it's just a flavoring, and it's really not. It's actually could be up to 70 different chemicals behind that word, and maybe even more chemicals. And it's used in a product to make you think you're eating something really tasty and natural when you're actually not. And so they're enhancing the product with this flavoring so that you will like it more than you should, that you'll eat more of it than you should. And that's hijacking your taste buds and your brain. And I don't want to feel hijacked when I eat food. I want to feel the natural effects of food when I eat it. I don't want to feel like I'm getting like a chemical dose of something. And that's really what's happening when you're eating that flavoring component.
I am as guilty as charged. I do like to eat out. I mean, I don't do it very, very often, but I do it sometimes. And I usually try to get the healthiest options on the menu, like fish or sometimes steak and just veggies, and start like with veggies, not bread and butter like they bring you at the restaurant the first thing. What are your best suggestions for eating out, and which healthy options should we pick?
Well, I love when I go out to eat, I love trying to find like restaurants that pride themselves in their ingredients. So like a restaurant that talks about like the farms that they get their vegetables or their meats from, or a restaurant that's really like saying, you know, we use as many organic fruits or vegetables as possible. And, you know, I'll just give you an example. There's a chain here in Charlotte called Flower Child. I don't know if you have, I think you do have one in Atlanta. Yeah. So Flower Child is like a great chain where they like try to do the best practices in terms of like the types of ingredients they're using and even the oils that they're using. And that's really exciting to go to a place like that and feel like, okay, I can get takeout from there and not to feel too bad about it, right? I can get whatever they're making and I know I'm eating pretty clean. And so like, that's exciting when I can go to a place like that. Or going to a local place, like we have a couple local places here in Charlotte. We have this organic pizza place that we'll get organic pizza from, and it's delicious. And actually, you know, they deliver to my daughter's school every Friday, which is so cool. But for a long time, my daughter's school was getting Domino's, and it wasn't until I spoke up about it and tried to make this work out that we were able to change it. And so, you know, I really think that like, if you make an effort, you research the restaurants in your area and you try to pick the best ones, you can eat out, you know, if you do like to eat out. But again, the way to health, I really truly believe, is cooking. And that's why I've dedicated my life to sharing my recipes and also writing cookbooks. You know, I wrote my first cookbook, Food Babe Kitchen. It came out in 2020. And now my second cookbook, you know, is coming out in October, and I'm so excited about it because it's 100 recipes of my like family's favorite stuff. It's not just for people with the family, but it's for everybody. It's everybody who wants to eat clean, whole, real foods. And I hope that if you're listening to this, that you really go check it out. You can order it everywhere books are sold. So
is your book available for pre-order already?
Yes, right now. Yeah.
Right. That's amazing. So excited about your book. And I'm originally from Ukraine. I came to US when I was 17. And the first thing I noticed in US, it's like all about food. It smells like food everywhere. I was like, here, you will not be starving. You will not go hungry. It's food everywhere on every corner. And even I went to college and everywhere it smells like coffee and food, like in Russia, in Ukraine. It's not like that at all, but here it's everything is all around food. And
So the excess of that lifestyle, I'm just so curious. Like when you came when you were 17, did you notice changes in the body when you started eating American food versus what you
Yes,
drink?
I did not know first about all the ingredients, what you should eat, what you should not eat, and I just like started eating just American food, not even fast food, no, just regular like groceries from the grocery store. I did gain like 10 pounds. My mom did too first when we came, and as soon as I started reading labels and getting used to the lifestyle here, then I noticed the orange juice has 30 grams of sugar, and I've been drinking that like a few glasses a day, like couple glasses a day. I was like, no way. Then I started just having a glass of water and a splash of orange sugar, I mean the orange juice. Then I noticed like Pop-Tarts and like bacon and like bread, because my mom got married to an American guy. That's how we moved here at that time. So they were eating just like their regular American food. And for us, because we used to eat like healthy, we ate a lot of veggies and like lots of nutritious food. And in Russia and Ukraine, there are so many farmers. So you go to the market and you get like fresh food, and it's always like kind of farm to table. And here is it was more, unless you go to farmers market, but in supermarkets it's more like processed food, and so much in veggies and fruits even have additives and antibiotics and meats and all that. So yeah, definitely, even by when I started researching everything and all that, I lost a lot of weight that I kind of had food disorder after, because I was way too skinny for my height, and I had to hold a wall to walk because I was so afraid I'm gonna gain weight. And it was such a huge fear for me after coming. Like, so at first I gained weight, and then I lost a lot by avoiding all the products that I was eating. But then I had such a huge fear to gain weight again that I didn't eat almost anything. I started eating everything fat free, and which was even worse, but I learned it after. Still, yeah, that was a journey for me.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I hear that story all the time. My family's all immigrants. So yeah, like when everyone came here to the United States, it's like everyone gained weight because of the lifestyle, just the abundance of food, everybody snacking, food always being available, and
And you
being
walk
available
fast.
fast and cheap too, right?
We used to walk so much in back in Ukraine, Russia, and here you drive and you don't
Yeah.
as much. So yeah, it was definitely changed. And you noticed the same in your family when they came here?
Yes.
Access to food and everything, yeah. Where can our listeners find you, your social handles, all the information?
Yeah, you can go come over to foodbabe.com. All the information is there. And to find all of the supplements at Truvani, you can go to truvani.com. And we sell protein powders. We also came out with the bar that I'm really proud of. The bar is something that you would make in your own kitchen with ingredients that you would recognize. It's all USDA certified organic, and they taste amazing. My personal favorite is the mint chocolate chip, and it's so good. So,
Incredible. Thank you so much. Thank you for being my guest.
thank you. Great to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you.
That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.